When I entered the sacred grove of butterfly trees, it was like entering a snowstorm of royal monarch butterflies. They flew in front of me, behind me, above my head, below my fingertips. They landed on my shoulders. The sense of wonder was so powerful. Even though this happened over 20 years ago, I still remember it as if it were yesterday. We met our guide, Ro Vaccaro, at 6 a.m. on a crisp January morning in Pacific Grove, California. She was a mild-mannered legal secretary, dressed for the office, a cigarette in one hand, a can of Diet Coke in the other. But don't let her look fool you. Her name, it could have been Gandalf or Starhawk, for she had magic. She told us her story of transformation right there in the parking lot. She was from the East Coast. She became sick, was looking for a change, and she loved butterflies. So much so she had butterfly pins, butterfly note cards, butterflies on her scarves, butterflies on her pajamas. And when she found Pacific Grove, California, this small town where all the monarchs west of the Rockies overwintered, and with their annual butterfly parade and the Monarch newspaper and the Butterfly Inn, well, she fell in love. She moved there, set herself up, and the first thing she did, she went to the butterfly club. You know, met in the library in the back room, and there were three elderly women there. And they were saying, "Haven't you heard? They want to cut down our butterfly trees. The condominium wants to expand and cut down our butterfly trees. And the worst part is, the mayor supports it." Well, this is where the magic comes in. As you see, Ro, she was no stranger to activism. She had been friends with Abby Hoffman. Remember Abby Hoffman? That great peace-loving, anti-Vietnam radical of the 1960s? Well, Ro, she knew a thing or two, and she got busy. First thing she did, she made buttons saying, "Save our butterflies," passed them out to all the seniors of the senior center, all the school children, and then she started writing editorials for the newspaper, articles, and then it went national. Scholastic Magazine. Every fifth grader across the country heard about this crazy greedy scheme in Pacific Grove, and they started sending pictures made in crayons of butterflies weeping and the mayor stabbing butterflies and calling him a butterfly killer. Well, this mayor was no dummy. He pulled his support from the project, and on voting day, when the referendum was up, they got over 70% of the vote. The trees were saved. Well, Ro, she took us into that sacred grove. It was really just a small yard filled with eucalyptus trees. And we were all stunned into silence. Every tree branch and every tree trunk was covered with a living blanket of monarch butterflies. And we watched as the morning sun hit the tops of those trees and those first butterflies warmed up enough to start flying. But the air was still cold. Their wings froze back behind them and they fluttered to the ground. Tens of them, and soon for 100. But Ro just turned to us and whispered, "Don't worry, we can help them." And she showed us how to scoop them up gently into our hands, and then with the warmth of our breath, it's all they needed to revive and fly away. All of us began helping those butterflies, and soon the air was filled with butterflies. They were up above us, to the sides, below our hands. And then they were gone, off looking for food for the day. We all came together afterwards and slowly began to find our words. One of us began to weep for the beauty of it all. It was only then I began to realize the immensity of the day. Every year, four generations of butterflies create a giant relay to fly 2,000 miles and overwinter in these very same trees. What sacred covenant would be destroyed if we cut down those trees? And how do we understand a migration that is four generations long? What happened in our lives four generations ago that allowed us to be listening to this story today? And what are we setting in motion today that won't see its fruition until four generations in the future? Whether we are humans or butterflies, if we can remember that we're all part of a multi-generational story, then every step we take will have the power to carry our dreams into the future.